We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Holidays are coming. Maybe you have one of those DNA kits wrapped under the tree or by the menorah, ready for some loved one or maybe even yourself in your family. Susan's daughters did it. They had a strange experience. Other people have, and they've been either thrilled and ecstatic or maybe it just confirmed what they already knew. Well, local author Lee Wolf Blum was intrigued by learning more about her heritage, and she did so. She got a Black Friday deal in 2018, and she purchased two kits. Now, this was one for her and one for her younger sister, who lots of folks refer to her as her twin. Lee was surprised, to say the least, with the results. Lee Wolf Blum is joining us now. Lee, thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, Lee's been on the show before, many of you haven't heard, because Lee is a local author. What do you usually write about, Lee?
Well, I used to write about my life, and I'm going to now, but I wrote a memoir, and then I wrote a second book called Brave is the New Beautiful. Now I've realized that I need to write another memoir, because I've found out a lot more about my life.
Yeah, this one's going to be called The Girl Who Cried Wolf, i.e. her maiden name, Lee Wolf. So
yes.
Tell us what happened when you got the DNA tests.
Well, like all the ads say, you know, go explore your heritage. And I did, wondering if I was Swedish because I have blonde hair and blonde eyes. And then I bought one for my sister for Black Friday. She took it. And then in February, she sent the results and we found out we were half sisters.
Oh, boy. So wait, you grew up in your family. Was it just the two of you?
No, my sister's 4 years older, and
okay.
then I have a brother who okay. is 6 years older, and I grew up with a mom and a dad. Wolf was my maiden name, and it was something that I really felt like was an honor to be a Wolf. And so then once we found out that we were half-sisters, the next question was, which one of us?
Yeah, right? Okay. Oh, yeah. So wait, so are your parents still living?
Yes, they are.
Did you approach them with this information?
Well, we didn't know what to do because you spit in a tube and you think, how can this be true? I mean, my sister and I, people call us twins. We look so alike. She's my best friend. So she didn't think it was real. So I called Ancestry, and actually I'm a mental health practitioner myself. I was at work and I called Ancestry and asked to speak with a counselor.
Oh boy.
And the counselor said to me, honey, you need to go talk to your family, and then hung up.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Okay. So we debated what we were going to do. We didn't want to tell my dad. We were afraid it was going to break his heart. We were afraid to find out which one of us it was. My sister didn't really want to believe it. So I started doing more research. And within about a week, I was able to find out which one of us it was. I was able to find out who the birth father was and basically find out, kind of unraveling a sweater of the secrets that had been held. I'm 47 now, but this was this past February when I was 46 years old.
But how did you find it out? Did you approach your parents?
So we found out that I was the one who was not the sibling. I was the one who was not a Wolf.
So basically this means that, and I'm sorry to lay it so plain, but your mom either had an affair, right? During the marriage, at some point she slept with somebody else and you are the product.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
And it was, you know, first dealing with that. Okay. My sister and I are half sisters. My half of my life is now different. And then who is this man?
Yeah. And did your father know?
And exactly. So I did actually, the next step was I did the research and I am not kidding you. It is so easy. You can find out anything on the internet.
Really?
I found my birth father within 2 days.
Wait, but walk us through that because you had no name unless did your mother give your information?
No, I did not call my mother or my father.
Okay.
I wanted to find out the truth before I confronted them because I knew I was worried that there would be a spinning of the truth. I mean, it's been 46 years.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out the facts. It was pretty easy. A first cousin came up on Ancestry as my first cousin, and he didn't as my sister. So I knew then I was a part of that family, then saw that he had his dad had a brother and figured out, yep, that's me. And then I looked at the family name and I had 46 relatives with that family name. So then I'm not, you know, my second book was Brave is the New Beautiful. So I'm not a quiet person. So I just called everyone. I just got their phone numbers and called. I called my cousins. I called my birth father's sister-in-law at work. I called my birth father.
You did.
I kept calling.
Did they take your calls and did they say, hey, great to meet you? Like, was your birth father like, I'm going to hang up now and pretend this doesn't exist?
Well, eventually they had to do something because I kept calling. Okay. And I did speak with him. This is before I confronted my mom. Mm-hmm. And I finally got a hold of him. And his response was, I have known about you since the day you were born.
Wait, the birth father knew about you?
And I finally got a hold of him. And his response was, I have known about you since the day you were born.
Wait, the birth father knew about you?
Yes.
Wow.
Which sent me, to say the least, sent me over the edge. So then my husband and I called my mom and confronted her. We gave her the name, and her response when we said the name was, I thought he died in the war. But as it turns out, that's another lie, and he had been communicating with my mom my entire life. And then the next step was to confront my father, who raised me. And it turns out—
Are your parents still married?
No. Uh-uh, no, they divorced when I was 12.
I see.
And then my dad, who raised me, we called and spoke with him, and his response was, I knew since the day you were born you weren't mine, but I always vowed I would raise you as mine, and I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Wow. What an incredible human he is.
Yes, I would agree. I sent him something for Father's Day that says, you're my hero. He was really wonderful. So it has been interesting. And I think that the thing that people just need to understand is, you know, I just gave this as a gift to find out ancestry and to find out our heritage. And, you know, now it's reported that about 26 million people have taken a home ancestry test. And really, when you think about it, there's no more secrets. Like, if you're listening to this and you think, oh, I'm keeping the secret from my child, they can find out so easily.
Yeah.
Even if you're not taking the ancestry test, they can find out.
Boy, there's a lot of nervous parents out there now thinking, oh, yeah, boy, about to get exposed.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, I guess it's just not something our parents or their generation or even anyone ever thinks about, that you can spit in a tube and find out who's your daddy.
And think about the secret. Three people kept that secret for 46 right. years.
For 46 years.
Your birth father, the father who raised you, and your mother.
Right.
I mean, maybe other people knew, but they did all keep that secret. And
right.
if you had never taken that test, you never would have known.
I would never have known. And then the other piece is I go to the doctor and fill out health forms.
Sure.
Right? And I've got three teenage boys. So now I'm asking myself, what is my health history?
Yes.
And what do my boys need to know? Mm-hmm. Right? Because basically half of my health history is wrong. Mm-hmm. It is as if somebody takes you out at the knees.
Wow.
Luckily, I was able very quickly to find an online Facebook support group.
Yep.
And that support group, when I first started, had 2,000 people in it, and now it has 6,000. And what it's called is, when this happens to you, because it's becoming this phenomenon, it's called NPE, which is not parent expected.
Wow.
It's the genealogy term for finding out your dad is not your dad.
Wow.
And so there's 6,000 people in the support group, and they've been nothing but helpful, encouraging, because it rocks your world.
Yes.
And then everyone around you is like, well, nothing's changed. But everything's changed.
Of course. Lee, hold on one sec. I want to keep you through the break, because I want to know what your relationship is like now with your mother, with
mm-hmm.
your birth father, with your newfound, your father who raised you, with your newfound birth father, and then those 46 cousins, and Lee's got a
yeah.
whole new family,
right.
and maybe you're sitting at home, and maybe have had the same experience. My number is 651-989-9226, but Lee will answer questions about how this has changed her life in the last year. Lee Wolf-Blum, more next. Jordana here. We have been listening to the fascinating story of Lee Wolf Blum. She's a Minneapolis author, and now she's chronicling the new details of her life in The Girl Who Cried Wolf, her next and upcoming book, because Lee took a DNA test, like 100 million other people. She took a DNA test in 2018 and found out that the dad who raised her was not her biological dad, that her siblings were only half-siblings, and that she had 46 other family members that she didn't even know about. So Lee is joining us now, and thank you for sharing the story. And anybody who didn't hear it can listen to the podcast at radio.com. But Lee, what are your relationships like now? Like, I know you confronted your mother and you said that she lied, but what is your relationship like with her now?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, there's also the relationship with myself.
Ah.
You know, it's been very challenging for myself. In terms of, like, when I look at myself in the mirror, or whose body is this? Whose genes do I have? What is nature? What is nurture? It really is a mind twist. But the relationships have actually, and this is not true of everyone who takes a DNA test and finds things like this. A lot of times, and from a lot of stories, people will say, deny it. So the fact that my birth father was even interested in talking with me was such a gift.
Yes.
So because he's 74, I quickly bought a plane ticket and said, I'm coming to see you.
Wow.
I'm a little bold, and met him, my cousins, my uncle, and it was probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
I wanted really badly to get off the plane in an elf suit from Will Ferrell's Elf.
<That's funny. laughs>
And then I thought about bringing, balloons that said it's a girl. But a couple of my friends said, you know, that's probably not a girl.
You don't know him yet. So what was it like? I mean, is he you?
It was so bizarre and wonderful. When there were so many things that I it was like a connection that I've never had. Yes, he was me. There were personality traits of, like, I always thought I got that from my dad who raised me, and this is clearly a genetic piece. And it was wonderful. He was warm and kind, and, you know, we just tried to get to know each other. He was in Vietnam, came home, and that's when he had slept with my mom. And so we just kind of just tried to get to know each other. And then now we talk, and we both have agreed we want to have a relationship. And so that's been good. It's been challenging. I do sometimes struggle with feeling like I'm betraying my dad who raised me, because my dad who raised me, you know, was with me through my whole life. And that relationship, it reminds me of, you know, the quote, the truth will set you free. I feel like the truth for my dad who raised me has set him free. Growing up, it was as if I always set him off. And in my family system, I never felt right. There was always something off. It was as if I was like a match that set on their fire. And now it all makes sense. Now I know why.
That's fascinating.
Because there was a secret, and I was the living embodiment of that secret. So my dad, who raised me, we've had some of the most beautiful conversations. They've been hard and terrible, and I've never cried so hard, but I feel like we're closer now because of it. And his response to all this was no more secrets, which I just really, I think it has set him free. And then in response to my mom, part of my memoir that I wrote, Table in the Darkness, was due to a lot of living with a mother who's very narcissistic, clearly doesn't tell truth. And so I've made the choice for the time being to cut off that relationship until I can do some healing on my own.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, down the road, maybe that will be restored. But for now, I have to heal and grieve and do what I need to do for myself and my family here.
Good for you. And has it changed the relationship with your siblings that you grew up with?
A little bit. I think it's just, it hurts. It hurts with my sister and I think. And my sister, when I asked her, you know, I'm going to go public with this, and she said, just make sure nobody ever says you're not my sister.
Oh, sweet baby.
And
that's so sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a very challenging thing. And so many people, you know, this is a silent secret of our time right now. All these people are going through this, and you can't say it. I mean, this is the first really public acknowledgement I am having right now of saying it out loud. But, like, it's not like I'm going to put on Facebook, hey, FYI, I'm going through this really hard time. I just found out half of my life is not what I thought it was, right? Because it affects so many other people.
Certainly.
So, and I think the biggest, hardest thing for me was to not be a wolf, to not be blood related to my cousins, to not be blood related to a grandmother that I loved so much. You know, and people will say things like, you're still part of the family, but it still hurts really, really deep. So I'm just doing the healing that I can. And then my hope is, you know, to change the generational stuff and with my kids to do something different.
Lee Wolfblum, fascinating story. And thank you for being so open and honest with it. And I'm
do something different.
Lee Wolfblum, fascinating story, and thank you for being so open and honest with it. And I'm sure you unleashed a lot of what many people at home are thinking. I have calls lined up and or maybe going through this holiday season.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, you're so wonderful to have me on. I really appreciate it.
The book is called The Girl Who Cried Wolf. When is it out, Lee?
We're shopping it right now. Great. So I want to make sure it gets in the right hands.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Well, keep us posted, Lee. We'll have you back on the show. Thank you for sharing today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Spawned a couple of thoughts and some listeners. I have time to take a call here. Mike is in Plymouth. Mike, do you have a story you can tell in 30 seconds?
I've had a lot of the same experience in a very different way. I found out the same type of information when I was about 11 years old.
Really?
In a lot of ways, I wish that I would have found out later in life. You know, being very young, I didn't know how to deal with it emotionally.
Of course.
You know, wound up drug addicted, in jail, you know, things like this. And through all of that, the individual that I called Dad for the longest time, he accepted me as a son.
Oh,
you know,
sweet.
I don't know quite where to go with my story here.
Well,
but,
no, I think it's interesting that you say that you wish you would have found out older, because it affected you differently as a child. It really made you question your identity, and I think that these are the questions we need to ask ourselves if we're going to do these DNA tests. Who will it
right.
affect? Does it affect other
right.
children that might not be emotionally ready to handle this kind of thing?
Well, I think on this end, because all of who I call family, know, right? They've known
yes.
for years.
I see.
You know, so I mean, taking that DNA test at this end of it and everybody having known already, I would only be trying to find out
more about you.
Medical information about me, who my father really is, you know, that kind of thing.
No. Well, thank you for sharing, Mike. And
sure.
I know when people say no more secrets, but maybe Mike would have wished it stayed a secret. I mean, would you have wished it stayed a secret a little bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, at the point in my life that I found out, it just everything crashed.
Right.
No.
So maybe you could have preserved that childhood a little bit more and been a little more emotionally ready.
Yeah, right.
I feel you. Mike, thank you for sharing and for being so vulnerable. We wish you only the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess as an adult, maybe now he can go reach out and find other people in his life. But, you know, I guess that's why parents do keep secrets, because they think they're doing the best thing at the time. And who knows what life, it sounds like Lee had a nice childhood with a father who loved her and took care of her. And maybe things would have been different had she known early on. So we'll never know. We'll never know. And parents do the best they can with what they got at the time. But everybody should have a heads up. If you do have that deep, dark secret, beware of who's getting that DNA test under the tree this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.